Hey, it's Monday. I'm Matthew Laria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. Lord, we love your Word, and we're asking you today for revelation of it. We're asking you today for grace and help to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives. And Father, I pray over everybody watching the broadcast today, and I thank you for ministering to them in a great and a mighty way by your Spirit. And Lord, we do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we're going to be doing a series of teachings entitled, A Heart Full of the Word. And this week on the broadcast, we're going to be learning the importance of keeping our heart full of God's Word all the time. You know, in the Bible, there are truths and principles that God places extra emphasis on. And the reason He does that is because those truths or those principles have multiple resulting effects in our lives. And so applying that principle or putting it into practice doesn't just affect one thing in your life, but it affects many things in your life. And this is true when it comes to keeping our hearts full of God's Word. When we get this right and keep our hearts full of God's Word, we will see multiple resulting benefits and positive effects in our lives. Now, the same thing is true on the other end. If we don't keep our heart full of God's Word, it will affect us negatively in multiple different areas in our lives. And so this week on the broadcast, we're going to be learning about how important it is to keep our heart full of the Word. We're also going to learn about how to do it and the benefits of it. So make sure you don't miss any of the broadcast this week. Now I want to start today's broadcast by going over to Proverbs chapter 4, and we're going to look there at verse 20, and this will be our foundation text for this week on the broadcast. Proverbs chapter 4 in verse 20 says this, "My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart." And so right here already in this verse, God is telling us that His words are supposed to take up residence in our hearts. He doesn't just want His words in the Bible written down. He doesn't just want His words in our head that we have knowledge of them. He's telling us the place for my words in your life is in your heart. Now, let's go to Colossians chapter 3. And let's look at verse 16. And what we're going to see today is that multiple times in the Scripture, God told us to fill our hearts with His Word. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, it says this, "Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly." I want to read that to you again. "Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly." Now, the word dwell there means to dwell in and influence. It also means to inhabit. And the word richly means abundantly. And so not only does God want His Word in our hearts, He wants it in our hearts in abundance. He wants His Word to inhabit our hearts. He wants our hearts to be full of His Word in abundance to overflowing. Let me read that verse to you one more time. "Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly." Now let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 11, and let's look at verse 18 there. And I'm going to give you a few scriptures here to hammer home the point that God wants His Word in our hearts. And as believers, you and I are supposed to have hearts that are full of the Word. In Deuteronomy 11, verse 18, the Lord said this, "Therefore, you shall lay up these My words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And you shall teach them to your children, speaking of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. And you shall write them upon the doorpost of your house and upon your gates." And then verse 21 says, "that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord God swore unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth." And so once again, we have the Lord telling us, take My words and lay My words up in your heart. That phrase to lay up means to set, to station, or to plant His words in our hearts. Set My words in your heart, station My words in your heart, plant My words in your heart. And then you can see from that verse that if we do plant God's words in our hearts, it is going to affect the kind of life that we experience and that we enjoy. He was telling them, if you do that, you will multiply your days in the land that I swore to give you, and you'll have days of heaven, days as heaven on the earth. You'll have a prosperous life, a life that's flourishing. And so we see already, we got three verses. Proverbs 4, the Lord told us to keep His word in our hearts. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, the Lord told us to let the word of Christ dwell in us richly. And then in Deuteronomy 11, the Lord told us to lay up these My words in your hearts. Now go to Proverbs chapter 7, and let's look at a verse over there in verse 1. Proverbs chapter 7 and verse 1, and it says this, "My son, keep My words and lay up My commandments with you. Bind them upon your fingers, write them upon the table of your heart." And so God's words are supposed to be written on our hearts. Now, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 in the CEV says, the Lord said, "These words that I'm giving you today are to be in your heart." So where are His words supposed to be? Not just in your Bible, on your coffee table, or on your nightstand, and you never read them or never study them. No, God said, these, My words, these are supposed to be, these are to be in your heart. Let me read that to you again in the Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 in the CEV. "These words that I'm giving you today," what are you supposed to do with God's words? Where are you supposed to store them? Where are you supposed to lay them up? You're not just supposed to know them in your head or in your brain. God's telling you, you need to put these words that I'm giving you today are to be in your heart. And so, friend, we're not just supposed to read the word or just supposed to know what the word says. Of course, we need to do that, but God's words are supposed to be in us. They're supposed to take up residence in our hearts. Praise the Lord. Now, let's go to Matthew chapter 12, and let's look here at verse 35. Matthew 12, verse 35, Jesus said this. He said, "A good man out of the good treasure of the heart brings forth good things." Let me read it to you again. "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things." And then the verse went on to say, "An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil things." Now, the word treasure in that verse means a place where things are laid up are a deposit. You know, whenever I hear the word deposit, I think about taking our money, our paychecks, whatever it may be, and depositing the money in our checking account or in our savings account. Well, what are we doing? We are laying up our money. We are depositing our money. We are putting it into something, into a container of sorts, you could say, when we're putting it into one of our accounts. And that's the thing you need to lay hold of where your heart is concerned. Your heart is a container. Your spirit, your inner man, your mind is a container. And right now, today, your heart is full of something. Jesus in that verse told us a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil things. And so your heart is a container. And today, right now, it's not empty. It's full of something. It's full of whatever you filled it with. And you can deposit things in your heart. You can deposit good things in your heart. You can deposit bad things in your heart. But you need to get mind renewal to the reality that your heart is a container. It is a container to be filled. And so I want you to say this with me as you're watching the broadcast today. Say, my heart is a container. I can fill it with whatever I choose, and I choose to fill it with the Word of God. Come on, friend, let's say it again. My heart is a container. I can fill it with whatever I choose, and I choose to fill my heart with the Word of God. And friend, you need to be doing that every day. You need to be making constant, continual deposits of God's Word into your heart. That's the only way to keep it full. You remember in Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, we were told to let the Word of Christ dwell in us richly or in abundance. Well, the only way to have an abundance of God's Word in you is to constantly and continually fill your heart with God's words. And if you do that, your heart will stay full of the Word of God. Now, here's the thing. You, me, we are responsible for what we are full of. I want to say it to you again. We are responsible for what we are full of. Just because you're a Christian doesn't mean you're automatically full of God's Word. Here's another thing. Just because you go to church on Sundays doesn't mean you're automatically full of God's Word. That's a good start. But you're going to have to do more than just Sundays to stay full of God's Word. This doesn't happen automatically. If you do want to be full of God's words, then the necessary deposits must be made. Come on, friend, you'll get this revelation. If you want your checking account to be full of money, then you need to put some money in there. Have you found out yet that money doesn't just automatically show up in your account without you putting something in it? And the same thing is true with your heart. Your heart is like an account. It's a container. It can be filled with things, and you are responsible for what fills your heart. I am responsible for what fills my heart. And if my heart is going to be full of God's Word, it's going to be because I took the time to fill it with God's words. You know, in Colossians chapter 3, when God says, "Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom," he's talking to believers in that verse. Well, why would you have to tell believers to get their hearts full of the Word? Because it doesn't happen automatically, and because all believers' hearts are not full of the Word. In Deuteronomy chapter 11, in the Old Testament, God was talking to his people, And he was telling them, therefore you shall lay up these my words in your heart. See, this is something that we have to do. This is something that we are responsible for. God is not going to fill your heart with his word. He won't do that for you. He'll help you to do it, but you can't make him, you can't pray and say, God, fill my heart with your word. You can't pray and try to make God responsible for something that he made you responsible for. And so you and I, we are responsible for what our hearts are full of. And come on, friend, we've already made the decision that we are going to fill our hearts with God's words. I mean, we saw half a dozen or more scriptures today, just on today's broadcast in about 15 or 20 minutes here, of God telling us, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Lay up these my words in your heart. Write my words on the table of your heart. Deuteronomy 6:6 again in the CEV. I love this translation. These words that I'm giving you, they are to be in your heart. Proverbs 4 said, keep my words in the midst of your heart. Friend, I think this is more important than we've realized. I think that you and I haven't maybe placed as much emphasis on this as the Lord is placing on it. And here's the good news about this. When your heart gets full of the word, it's not just going to affect your life a little bit in one area. No, when your heart gets full of the word, it has multiple positive and beneficial resulting effects in your life. And that's what's so exciting about this. When you take this seriously and make the decision to fill your heart with God's word, you are going to see it positively affect your life in multiple different areas. Praise the Lord. It's good news, isn't it? Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, God told us repeatedly in his word to fill our hearts with his word. Number two, your heart. This is your spirit, your inner man, which includes even your mind. Your heart is a container and it can be filled with things. And then number three, we are responsible for what our hearts are full of. Let's pray. Father, Lord, it is our heart's desire to have hearts that are full of your word. And so, Lord, we're asking you to help us to put this into practice and to make any adjustments that we need to make so that we can have our hearts filled to overflowing with your word. And Father, we thank you that when we do it, when it happens, we know that it will positively affect us and benefit us in multiple ways in every area of our lives. And we do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Tuesday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast, and we're going to continue this series entitled A Heart Full of the Word. We'll see you then.